on.
Aman Crazy.
You're listening to Ithaca Now, WICB's weekly news program focused on stories in the Ithaca community. I'm your host, Malcolm Alexander, and thanks for joining us. On tonight's show, we're going to hear from News Director Imbayini Ambarasan, who's had the opportunity to talk to Venerable Chosang, President of Namgyal Monastery, about the opening of the new library and learning center. But first, from stories from the local area.
For Ithaca Now, I'm Jack Patterson. Two Republican politicians are heavily campaigning in Ithaca. Zach Wynn, the 38-year-old food service worker, is campaigning for the newly redistricted First Ward for a two-year term. Janice Kelly is running for mayor for a four-year term. Both of them are not newcomers to the local politics. Wynn ran for mayor in 2007 as a member of the Anti-Death Party, a group of his own founding. He describes himself as anarchic and part of the New Right. Kelly ran for mayor in 2011. She's a medical journalist by trade, growing up in Texas before schooling at Cornell. She proudly states that she founded the university's first gay student groups. Both of these politicians are not your garden variety Republicans, but their campaigns do hit on similar issues. They both are targeting the Jungle, a homelessness encampment on the West End, and both are calling for increasing support for the Ithaca Police Department. But the fact remains that support for Republicans in the city has not grown much. Only about 6% of the city identify as Republicans, while 70% are registered as Democrats. The Common Council passed a bill on Wednesday, September 6, protecting gender-affirming care within the city, declaring Ithaca a sanctuary city for transgender health care. The bill comes after Governor Kathy Hochul implemented a SHIELD law which protects transgender individuals within the state. The law makes it illegal for New York law enforcement to seek information about one's gender identity. This is coming after a number of states have put forth laws designed to marginalize trans people. Unfortunately, 19 states have implemented laws restricting and prohibiting gender-affirming care, and has put the well-being of thousands of trans people into disarray. However, 14 states have enacted SHIELD laws like the ones found in New York, and with any hope, the discourse may begin to shift. On Wednesday, the Ithaca bill passed unanimously, without any disagreement, and there has been no controversy or outrage within the elected officials.
You're listening to Ithaca Now. I'm your host, Malcolm Alexander. The Namgyal Monastery on Ithaca's South Hill conducted the grand opening program of His Holiness, the Great 14th Dalai Lama Library and Learning Center. Imbayini Ambarasan had the opportunity to talk to Venerable Chosang about this event.
This past Friday, September 8th, the Namgyal Monastery, located on Ithaca's South Hill, conducted the grand opening program of His Holiness, the Great 14th Dalai Lama Library and Learning Center. I had the opportunity to talk to Venerable Chosang, President of Namgyal Monastery and the new Library and Learning Center, about this event. The Namgyal Monastery Institute of Buddhist Studies in Ithaca is the North American seat of the personal monastery of His Holiness the Dalai Lama. It was launched in 1992 and signified a new phase in the history of Buddhism and Tibetan culture in America. It serves as a branch of the main Namgyal Monastery in Dharamsala. The monastery serves as an opportunity for people in the area to study authentic Tibetan Buddhism in a monastic setting.
Monastery is usually the monasteries in back in Tibet or India. Many of monastery we do kind of reading sutra, tantra, then do ritual ceremonies. So here in our Namgyal Monastery Institute is a little bit different. I think 99% we focus on teachings and studies. Our monks and masters, we keep teaching to the public or our students who study with us over 28 or 30 years. Yes, we focus for this education, study.
The newly opened Library and Learning Center is the first of its kind, not just in the U.S., but also in the world.
From our side, we consider His Holiness Dalai Lama's Library and Learning Center is very essential and very important because His Holiness Dalai Lama's Library and Learning Center is, I think, 100% we focus on education, educate our people especially for young generations, educate his main message or ideas, our human values, you know, love, compassion, forgiveness, tolerance. So these things, according to practice, this our human good qualities, we don't need to necessary to be part of or belongs to any religion, you know. Even you are a non-believer or don't accept previous life or next life or religion, you still can practice this goodness or this these things, you know. So because according to survive or, you know, in this world as a human being, we need to, you know, use or spend our precious life as a proper way, you know, 100% positive way. So if we want to use our precious human life properly, we need to cultivate or we need to build those human qualities, you know. With of course, we may survive without those human qualities, but our life will be really kind of miserable or useless, you know. Once you practice these things, that leads your life a better human being or happier person, you know, happier life. Then first we need to build this kind of basic human qualities. We must start from outside, you know.
The library will include books of the teachings of His Holiness the Dalai Lama as well as other notable humanitarians.
The library itself, you know, we collect His Holiness Dalai Lama's teachings, His Holiness Dalai Lama's books, as well as our, you know, great beings like peacemakers, like Martin Luther King, Mahatma Gandhi, Nelson Mandela, Mother Teresa. We already have the picture in our main, you know, hall in the library, and in future, we will collect their books, and because it's really really important to introduce those great human beings, you know, to our young generations, and also not just introduce, we need to study their you know, way of life and their advice, and put in practice and use their advices and teachings and whatever we put our, we have to use our day-to-day life. So I think that's really, really important.
Along with the opening of the library, the monastery also hosted His Holiness 14th Dalai Lama Library and Learning Center Interfaith and Secular Ethics Conference. The conference hosted over 20 local religious leaders from 8 different religions. At the conference, the religious leaders discussed the values and practices of their tradition related to compassion and forgiveness.
His Holiness Dalai Lama, he made four commitments. First commitment is promotion of human values, love, compassion, forgiveness, tolerance, contentment, these things. So those are, we already have this in within ourselves, but we need to realize or we need to recognize, and then we need to understand, and then we need to cultivate, you know, expand those, you know, good human qualities to yourself or your family and then community. So that's his first commitment. So second commitment is religious harmony. So he think religious harmony is so important, so crucial, because in the around the world, there are many problems. Sometimes, what do you call coming through the religion, name of religion, you know. So if we bring together all religious leaders, we can discuss and we can exchange our background, understanding each other's history or background. There's no differences, you know. We are same human being, same practice of God or whatever. So every religion, the basic or fundamental message is same: love, compassion, forgiveness, these things. So if we get together and discuss and exchange our knowledges and backgrounds, then eventually we become friends, you know. There's no differences. So then all those problems come through religion is automatically, you know, diminished or, no longer is going to happen, you know. That's why it's so important to bring all those religious leaders and come together and how do we provide better, platform for the community or whole world.
The library and learning center is open for everyone. Venerable Choisang hopes that Ithacans are able to use the library and learning center.
The library main purpose is we have to serve our community, you know. Anybody can come and study and can read books and spend time in library learning center. So that's our whole idea, you know. We always welcome everybody, you know, no matter you're believer or non-believer, Buddhist or non-Buddhist, we invite or welcome everybody. So I'm so happy that our monastery belongs to Ithaca area. So we so happy to contribute from our side to the community. So we really hope and praying through this His Holiness Dalai Lama's Library Learning Center, we can serve millions of people, you know. So I think today's world, if we see or if we watch news, see everywhere is, you know, disturbances and natural disaster, man-made problems. So I think that's the lack of our human ethics, right? So that's, we need to build, you know, all those human qualities to manifest, you know, to the community. So I think that's really, really important. And we much hope to serve or going to see all those young generations come and study together. That's our hope and pray. Through His Holiness Dalai Lama's Library Learning Center, entire Ithaca, Ithacans and Ithaca make more beauty. And, I always used to tell people Ithaca is not that too big compared to big cities, but we are so wonderful community. People are such a wonderful, very friendly, and external environment is so beautiful, you know. So I consider Ithaca as more an environmental community. So we hope we all work together and make more beauty and peaceful area. So that's my wish and pray. Yeah.
Namgyal Monastery and the new Library and Learning Center are located at 201 Tibet Drive, Ithaca, New York. For Ithaca Now on WICB, I'm Inbayani Anbarasan.
That's all for tonight's edition of Ithaca Now. You can listen to all of our stories on WICB.org. And if you'd like to listen to past shows, follow WICB on SoundCloud and subscribe to Ithaca Now to hear this show anywhere, anytime. Just search WICB News Presents on your favorite podcast app. For more updates throughout the week, follow WICB News on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. This show wouldn't happen without the support and assistance from Manager of Television and Radio Operations, Jeremy Menard, WICB Station Manager, Beck Legato, and Programming Director, Nicole Allen. Thank you. All of the music from our show's intro and outro comes from Dr. Dundu of Louisville, Kentucky. Have any feedback, story ideas, just want to say hi? Feel free to reach out by emailing news@wicb.org. We will be back with a full episode of Ithaca Now at 7 p.m. next Sunday.